It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
And insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, Gary, I have a question for you. If you had a number of the day, what number would it be?
Seven.
Seven? No, I was thinking more like 8.5, but good guess.
I was thinking a lucky number. What were you thinking about?
I was thinking about the number of inflation.
8.5%.
8.5%. And we haven't seen that number since December of 1981, when it stood at 8.9%.
Wow.
And of course, we've seen this now because, you know, we've seen this increase on gasoline prices and food prices, which those rose some of it because of what was going on in the Russia and Ukraine conflict, you know. And then we also have those sky high housing costs, too. So there have been many different factors that have helped drive that number up. And you probably won't see any decrease in it for a couple of years, or maybe even longer.
We don't have a real crystal ball to tell us how much inflation is going to grow or how it may shrink over the next couple of coming months. But you know, inflation is one of those things that we tell everyone when you're putting together a plan for future income, for when you quote retire or when you just slow down. You know, things like inflation are one of the big things that eat away at your savings. And let's put it in a real personal thought. Let me speak in the first person for a minute. How does inflation affect my retirement? Well, the things I regularly buy, will cost more. I might have to give up some of the things I like, might not be able to afford them. I might have to go back to work. I might have to downsize where I live. I might have to keep my car longer. I might not be able to afford my health care. I might have to use up my savings. And all these things that can happen, other than just, you know, when you say 8.5%, that's just a number. But these things I just mentioned are real things that can happen to you when things are costing more, when inflation is causing everything that we're using, buying, and consuming to eat up more of our retirement savings. So what do you do? I give you the first clue. Don't panic. You know, I've been a pilot for many years, and the Pilots Association I belong to has a motto: good pilots are always learning. The same thing is true in your retirement. In your retirement, your planning is an ongoing activity. It doesn't start or stop at any one time. It's a decision to say, okay, I'm going to start thinking about where I need to be in the future and what things I need to do, but I'm not going to say, oh, here's my plan. I'll just pull it out, you know, once every 6 months, once every year, and just say, well, okay, that's the plan. At least you've not done the second thing that I worry about, and that's doing nothing. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, we live on what we make. And most people adjust their budget and their spending habits to how much money they're making and how much they're getting paid every other week, every month, whatever your pay frequency is. So when you retire, you have to rethink some things, but you can't just do one thing and keep doing it over and over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. Who wants to be insane in retirement?
I can't think of anyone. You know, and when you're doing, and when you're thinking about all this, and you're mentioning how all of these different things are affected, you know, I mean, that's almost like you're trying to figure out how to time the market. Well, we're not going to get too far into that, but if you know when the right time is to sell, and you know when the right time is to buy, well, then you're ahead of the game. But the percentage of you knowing those odds of when to do that are probably very slim.
If you knew that, you wouldn't need any help, and you could probably do almost nothing. But what I'm saying is do something. Come talk to us.
Absolutely. Pick up the phone and take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session with Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Write this number down if you're listening on the weekend, or call and leave a message at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Toll free is available if you need it, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And of course, you know I'm going to say, go to askjimbird.com. Leave us a question there if you have any concerns about things that you're going to run into in retirement. How do you manage inflation? How do you manage other things like taxes? How do you make sure you never run out of income? Just put any kind of general question in there. Vicki monitors that virtually 24/7. So if you put something there, we'll get back to you. But go to our website, because you can go there 24/7. But don't do nothing. And then don't take too many risks, but also don't be too conservative, and don't just try to do it yourself. Get someone, just like every professional golfer, like every professional football player, get yourself a coach. Get yourself someone that can help you put down a written plan that you can hold in your hands and look at and view and review every so often, so that you can say, hey, is everything going okay? Not many people expected inflation to be 8.5% this year, but it's here. And so we have to deal with it. You either deal with it, or you just live on less money, or do without some things that you'd normally have to, that like to have, or just not be as happy. And that's not what we're looking to help folks do in retirement.
And Gary, you know, we've had some conversations with some people here recently, and they are worried about how inflation will affect their spending power in their retirement. And, you know, true inflation protection is really difficult to find without having some questionable investments, investment risk. And again, I'm not going to get into that. But, you know, there is one exception, I think, that's out there that, as you were talking with me, that you were mentioning, was Social Security. Because it seems to be the only component of a person's retirement income built to provide a risk-free, automatic inflation protection, if you will.
Exactly, because Social Security has a cost of living component built into it, and it's based on what's going on with the consumer price index. So, you know, on one hand, you know, we look at inflation, just like last year, it looked like at the end of the year, inflation was really running a little around 6%. So Social Security benefits were increased this year by 5.9%. So your Social Security is a vitally important part of your reliable income in retirement. It's reliable from the standpoint that as long as our government is solvent, or as long as they can find out ways to move things around in the budget, Social Security is going to be here. Now, is it going to be different for people who are retiring 25 years from now? Probably so. But we're not dealing with 25 years from now. We're dealing with today. So today, for folks that are on Social Security, you can be secure knowing that, yes, if we do have continued inflation, at least your Social Security benefits are going to somewhat keep pace with the rising cost of living. But who can live on Social Security alone? Now, some people find a way to do that, but most people have to find or have to provide some additional income, because what is the biggest fear that everybody has? And this is a question that almost everyone asks, virtually everyone, when they come in and sit down with us. How do I not run out of money? That's our biggest fear.
You think about it. You try to be proactive. You sit down and you reevaluate where you are. A lot has changed. Even a lot has changed from last year, or even a couple of years ago. So I think, and we're with the rise of inflation that's around us, I mean, who would have known we'd be paying almost $4.60 for a gallon of gasoline, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy. I was in a supermarket the other day, and they had shaving cream for $7. Shaving
cream. My goodness.
Were you looking for me?
I talk about convenience.
I hope you were.
but it was just a stand back of, oh my gosh, $7. And it was the same can, same name, same brand, just cost more. And, you know, you're going to use a bar of soap, because that's just too expensive. I'm sorry.
Well, when, When you think about inflation, what causes inflation? Rising prices, dollars chasing goods that are in short supply. Well, because COVID shut our economy down a year ago, our supply chains were interrupted. Our whole lives were interrupted. So now, and I said this 2 years ago on the show, COVID wasn't just going to be over in a few months. Yes, we're not seeing it being the lead story on the news anymore, because now we're dealing with the after effects of it and what happens when you shut down or slow down an economy.
And we have to deal with the effects it can take on our retirement, which is why we encourage the listeners of this show to pick up the phone and call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Take advantage of the offer of a complimentary strategy session. No obligation, no pressure. Bring in your portfolio, have a look. Let them see what they may be able to do for you. Simply pick up the phone and call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free if you need it is 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, I was watching television the other day, and all of a sudden I saw a financial program come on. And I thought, well, I wonder what these folks are saying. I wonder if they're saying something different than what we say on the radio show virtually every week here. And, you know, they're not. Because retirement is not, I'm not going to say it doesn't have some complicated things to deal with, but retirement is not that complicated. It takes, oh, you're going to hate this word because I use it all the time, takes planning, takes preparation, and you have to figure out to start sometime. Now, I know I've said before, sometimes it's too late to start. Okay, it might not be too late to start, but the earlier you start, the more things that you can put in place that can be adjusted later on. The main thing is have something that you can rely on when you decide not to work. And a lot of folks are finding today that, you know, when they retire, they may want to go back and have a part-time job. They may need to have a part-time job. They may want to have a part-time job because they're bored. But you need to make sure that you've got enough income coming in to cover all the expenses that you want to have. Because our retirement should be some ideal of what we really want it to be. Whether it be, okay, I'm just not going to work and read books and enjoy the landscape of where I am, whether it means, hey, I'm going to embark on a different type of career that maybe I always wanted but I never thought I could because I was always constrained by saying I've got to have my job to support my family.
Right, Gary. And, you know, regardless of your situation, I mean, everyone deserves a confident retirement. And especially one in which you know your money is going to last as long as you do. You know, Jim used to always say, guaranteed income, you got to have it.
Well, that's true.
And you do, because money pays for those essentials. And so you need to start thinking about that. And also, you know, do you want to still have the freedom to do the things that you're currently doing if you're in retirement? Or do you want to do some things if you're thinking about retirement right now? You know, can you afford to retire? And that's a benefit of sitting down and looking at your finances. And you mentioned the budget, sitting down, because, you know, we have had conversations with people here lately and they were like, I've just spent more than I thought that I would in retirement. And we hear that a lot.
We heard it from one of our clients just the other day who figured out he could retire last year and set aside a certain amount of money that he thought he would need over the next 12 months until he activated a lifetime income, which he's going to be able to count on the rest of his life. It's never going to stop. But inflation,
what he didn't plan on was inflation, and he didn't plan on, he had more medical expenses
right.
than he had when he retired. He had more things come up after he retired, and even sitting down and talking with us, and we had everything planned for him, the unexpected happened. And that's what we've been able to help him navigate through his time with right now, and his wife, and we've gone back and reviewed some of his things with him, and he's going to be good. You know, we think he's going
to
be good.
Yeah, he's going to have to make
just
some adjustments.
Just by sitting down, and we're going to have to make some adjustments. But those are things that I mean, you always try to make the best decision at the time something happens. And you never really know if the decision that you're making is the right decision. But not making a decision can be worse sometimes, and especially in retirement. I mean, when people come into our office, they seem to usually have the same questions that most people have. Do I really have enough money put away? When can I retire?
Mm-hmm.
Can I stay retired? Is there a chance I'm going to outlive my money? And as you've said multiple times, you know, we're living longer. Well, if we're living longer and we got the cost of inflation and we might be spending more in our savings or more in our retirement years than we originally planned, that might be a real real thought to go back and revisit. And they also want to know, will my family be taken care of if something happens to me? We've been able to help families and people with those questions by coming in and talking with us.
Yeah, because at different times of your life, you have different needs.
So whatever those needs may be, we encourage you to let the professionals at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne help you with them simply by picking up the phone and calling to take advantage of a complimentary strategy session. 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Don't forget the website.
Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD. AskJimBird.com. And you know, when people sit down with us and we start talking about their stuff, you know, when we sit down with you, before we can make a recommendation for you, unlike what we do here on the radio, we talk about general concepts, because general concepts are just to get you thinking about where you might want to go. But to really hone in on your written plan, and we will give you a fully explained written plan, but for your written plan, we have to know a little bit more about you. We have to know what your lifestyle is. We have to know how much you've saved. We have to know if you've eliminated most of your debt. So when we sit down and do that, here's one thing that when we start talking about your money, how much money do you have to work with the rest of your life? One of the first things we hear from almost everyone that we work with is, this is all the money I've saved. And unless something happens, this is what I've got to last the rest of my life. How can I not lose it? You know, growing money is important, but people like Warren Buffett will tell you that gains don't help you as much as losses hurt. When you lose money in something that you've put your money in, you've got to make that money up to get back to where you were. Well, when you're in retirement and you lose money in something that you've counted on to pay your expenses, you're drawing money out of that at the same time you're trying to earn it back. So that's a double hit. And then you add inflation on top of this. Now we've got the triple crown. Now we've got three things that are affecting the amount of money you have to live every day. And that's why it's important to sit down to find someone you trust. We want that person, we want that company to be us. There's 1,000 companies out here just like us. And what sets us apart? Well, you'll have to come in and see us and talk with us and see if you feel like we're the right fit for you. We may not be the right fit for everybody, but I promise you this, when you come in and sit down with us, you're going to have a calm, comfortable environment where you're not going to feel pressured to do anything. And we're going to help you look at where you are and where you want to be, and then put together your own plan. You may want to call it a roadmap. I've called it a course since I'm a boater, but it's the same thing. Have something, and some people just call it this dirty word, goals, because everybody loves to say set goals. And goals are like New Year's Eve resolutions. Most people make them, put them in a drawer, and never look at them again. When you come work with us, we're going to help you look at those at least annually. But if your situation changes, guess what? We're going to meet with you more than once annually to see what adjustments you have to make. Because in life, you have to make adjustments.
Yeah, Gary, you know, I haven't met too many people that have come into our office that's lived 60 or 65 years say they want a lower standard of living. You know, I hadn't come across that, you
Doesn't
know.
Happen.
But they just really want the assurance that they're going to be okay. And, you know, when you come into our office in Daphne on Merritt Lane, you know, we spend a great deal of time helping our clients create strategies to help protect those income sources so that, you know, you'll have a better idea of income that could be generated for you in the days ahead. But you'll never know if you don't come in and talk to us, or at least give us a call, jump onto our website, you know. We've even had some walk-ins this past week, and that's fine, too. You know, if you don't mind waiting for just a minute or two till we can get to you.
Yeah.
But do it. Why not? What are you waiting for? Don't do nothing. And, you know, retirement income planning is real important. You know, Jim used to talk about this thing that he referred to as the three-legged stool.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk about pension, Social Security, and personal savings. And some of those have changed, and they've been restructured because of the time that we are in right now.
Right. Our parents used to have pensions. You know, that was before the shift in the responsibility for managing your retirement money was pushed over to us as individuals. Our companies used to provide a pension. They would fully fund it. They would make the investment decisions. And when you retired, they would say, okay, here's how much we're going to pay you for the rest of your life. Now, here's an important thing. Just like Social Security, just because it's paying you for your whole life does not mean that it's going to extend completely to your spouse. And that's important, because with both a pension or with Social Security, when one of you passes away, that benefit is changed. With Social Security, you'll keep the higher of the two if both of you were working. With pensions, generally, a widow or widower with a pension can probably count on about 50% of the benefits that the pensioner was going to receive. So you have to work that into the plan to have an income plan, to know that at some point your income is going to go down because one of those incomes may go away or be reduced, or you're going to change your tax filing status.
It's complicated. There are a lot of things to consider, which is why we encourage our radio program listeners to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Take advantage of the offer to sit down and meet with them, a complimentary strategy session at no charge, no pressure, and no obligation. 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And if you're just out, come see us on Merritt Lane, like Victoria said. We don't encourage walk-ins all the time, because a lot of times we're busy with other clients. But if you do come in, you know, we'll take the time to look to see what we can do for you. And if we can't help you, then we'll schedule a convenient time to come back and sit and do a real analysis for you of what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because until we know what you need, we can't even begin to make suggestions of what we'd like to help you with.
You sit down and go over their goals and their desires.
Sure.
For their retirement. Do they want to provide for heirs when they pass? Do
Right.
they want to travel? There's a lot of things that go into it, and you want to customize what's right for what they want.
Sure, because some people are very fortunate. They say, I'm just going to leave a lot of what I have to my heirs. Well, you know, leaving something like an IRA, your wife can inherit it, and she can do things with it that your kids can no longer do, because the Secure Act last year changed the way children can take money out of your IRA when they inherit it. Also, if you have an IRA and you're a certain age, you have to take what we call required minimum distributions. Well, when your kids inherit that IRA, those distributions still have to come out. So you may be putting them in a higher tax bracket by leaving them an IRA. There are more efficient ways to leave your kids an inheritance than an IRA. I'm not saying that's the wrong way to do it, but there are good ways and better ways if you are fortunate enough to be able to pass assets that they can pass either in a tax-reduced way or tax-free way.
And Gary, you know, we see people who come in all the time, and they have a portfolio, okay? But they just don't have a plan.
Sure.
Right? Or if they do have a plan, it's too complicated, and they're in retirement, and you don't want any type of complication in retirement, right? You just want to relax
right.
and retire.
Let every day
right?
be Saturday.
You just want every day to be Saturday and not even worry about if it is Saturday or not, you know? But you know, we've seen several things, and we've never really understood how anyone could truly retire without being confident where their income was going to come from. And, you know, that's really a big thing, you know, because your income becomes your lifestyle. And in a sense, you could say the income is your outcome.
That's true.
So, you know, I just ask, how many of you have a written retirement income plan at this point? How many of you are clear on what you have? How many of you have had it reviewed? How many lifestyle changes have occurred to you? Either you've lost a spouse, or you've gained a grandkid, or you've constructed something, you know. Give us a call. Jump on our website. Stop by. Just do something.
There you go.
Use your resources, because they're out there. And if you're not using them, well, that's on you.
Good show and a good wrap-up. Thank you, Director of Operations Vicki Miller and Insurance Professional Gary Garner with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Take advantage of that offer. Pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend, 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com, and that's B-Y-R-D, AskJimBird.com. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.